And I want you to just
good evening. Good evening, callers or partners. Okay, there we go. Good evening, partners of Anusing Ministries. And Carol, if you can't hear anything funny, text me, please. We've had some technical difficulties tonight. I apologize. I got a new computer, so but we're on now. Happy Reformation Day. We're excited. Kim and I have been sharing today, and she has got some awesome things to share on expectation and what God is doing in the earth today even. And so we're really excited to have you all with us tonight. So I'm not going to take up any more time, and I'm going to hand it off to Kim.
Thank you, Kalita. As Kalita said, we've got a few technical difficulties. It's kind of getting funny at this point, but we just keep pressing on. I want to talk with you guys tonight about expectations, restoration, and celebration. I don't know about you, but me personally, I feel like the church, the body of Christ, the people of God need restoration. We need it in our homes. We need it in our finances. We need restoration in every area of our life. We have battled and battled and battled, and I know to some extent there's going to be a war as long as we're here, but there's a time when the war ends and you see the manifestation of what you have expected. So that's what I want to talk to you about. We need restoration, but first, before we can have restoration, we have to have expectation. We should expect God to work miracles, and I know I've been talking to you guys about that all month long, and I'm not going to stop talking about it. And I'm not just, it's not just something I'm telling you guys to do. It's something I'm doing myself too. I'm making sure that I keep my expectations high. When things come along to try to douse my expectations, I keep my mouth shut. I go to the Word of God, and I keep my expectations up. We all know the scripture in Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans and thoughts I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." We've got to keep that truth before our eyes that God has a good plan for us. One translation says, "To give you the future that you hope for." I don't know what kind of future that you hope for yourself, for your ministry, for your business, for your children, but God has given us a promise that his plan is for us to have that future that we hope for. Now, of course, in the end, there should be some celebrating, and we all should know how to celebrate and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, but before that, we've got to deal with our level of expectations. Most Christians experience only a small fraction of what God has provided for us, and I think that's very sad. I think God has so much more for us than we can imagine. I was listening to Randy Clark the other day, and he was talking about how God wants us to expect and ask for more than we can think or imagine, and that's what the Word says. So at all times, we should be expecting more. Even today I was talking with Carolyn, and she said the Lord had just done this amazing thing for her. But she said after he did it, he said, "What else, Carol? What else can I do for you?" So he's always wanting us to expect more from him. I mean, he says he will do abundantly above all we ask or think. That's Ephesians 3:20. God is able to do it super abundantly, far above all we could dare ask, think, or imagine. Can you even think about that? The things that you can't even imagine, that's what God wants to do for you. Now, most of us have become disappointed and no longer have great expectations, but we're living in a mindset of making it through each day, yet continuing to serve God. Most of us on this call, it's not even an option to not serve God. I would say 90% of our partners are sold out to God, and they will never stop serving God, even if they never saw another prayer answered. That's not even an option for us. But what happens with those that are sold out to God and going to keep serving God no matter what we do is we allow our dreams to become smaller. We allow our expectations to become smaller so that we don't have to deal with the disappointment of not seeing them fulfilled. And if that's you and you've allowed your dreams to become smaller, I'm asking you today to seek the Lord and ask Him to remind you of your dreams and to increase your expectations so that you can have all He wants you to have. Because I promise you, the Word of God says it's more than you can imagine. Super abundantly, above all you could ask or think. If I went to my grandkids and said, ask me for whatever you want, I can assure you those two would have a list a mile long. Bryson may not. He might have a list of four or five things. Braylee would have a list a mile long. And if I fulfilled that list, she would add things to it. But see, that's how, and as a grandmother, I love to get things for those kids. I love to bless those kids. I love to see their faces when they're expecting something from me, and I give it to them. And that's how God feels about you, and that's how He feels about me. He wants to do what His Word says He wants to do. We have to expect it from Him. So if you've allowed your dreams to become smaller over the years, cast your net of dreams one more time. We're all familiar with the story of Jesus and Peter. Peter had fished all night. He was exhausted. Have you ever felt that way, that you've walked through such a battle, you've stood in faith for so long, you've cried out to God for so long, and you're exhausted? But the Bible says that he had toiled all night. That word toiled is defined as to labor, to work, to exert strength and pain, with pain and fatigue of the body and the mind, particularly of the body, with efforts of some continuance or duration. I have been through such battles in my life that my body and my mind were exhausted. And I know that many of you have as well. And what we have to do during those seasons is resist disappointment, stay in the Word of God, stay in His face, and refuse to quit. We have to, just like Peter. He said, Jesus, we've toiled all night. Nevertheless, at thy word. I was listening to Chuck Pierce this past weekend, and he said that we are in a nevertheless moment. What does that mean? That means that whatever you've tried in the past that didn't work, try it again. Whatever you gave that didn't produce your harvest, do it again. Declare right now that you are in a nevertheless moment. And whatever God has told you to do that didn't work for you, say, nevertheless, God, I will do it. I'll trust you one more time. I'll cast my net of faith one more time. I'll cast my net of dreams one more time. I will allow you to put a dream in me so big that I can't possibly imagine how it could come to pass. That is a nevertheless moment. Now, like I said, telling you stuff, this is...
Hey, Kim.
This is Kim. What I live as well. Yes.
I think you need to back up.
Why?
Because I don't think I got a text that said that the just keep getting blocked in and out.
Back up to where?
Back up to where you said we need to ask God to remind us of our dreams and increase our expectation.
Okay. We need to cast our nets of dreams one more time, just like the story of Jesus and Peter. Peter had fished all night and he was exhausted. I can relate to that, and I know you can relate to that as well. The Bible says that he had toiled all night. That word toiled means to labor, to work, to exert strength with pain and fatigue of the body and mind. I don't know about you, but I have been through such battles that my mind and my body were exhausted from the battle. But even in that weariness, even in that time of great toiling, we have to keep our eyes on the Lord. Chuck Pierce said recently that we are in a nevertheless moment. See, that night, Peter said to Jesus, nevertheless, at your word, even though I've toiled all night, even though I've labored and it didn't work out for me, even though, because you said try it one more time, I'm going to do it. That is a nevertheless moment. Peter was saying to Jesus, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust your word. Even though I've seen the opposite, I'm going to trust your word. Now, I want to share a bit of a testimony with you, our partners, because this affects you. You're in covenant with this ministry. You have chosen to be in covenant with this ministry. And when we break through, you break through. That is a truth of the word of God. Now, I don't talk about our finances to anyone. We pray for a particular amount to come into the ministry every month. And there was a particular amount the Lord gave us back in September of last year. And we began to declare that that amount came into the ministry every month because it would give us a little bit of wiggle room. At that time, we were just having enough come in to pay our budget for the month. So we began to declare that over the ministry every month, declare that. And I watched January and February and March. I watched those months pass, and that declaration was not manifested. That prayer did not manifest in those months. And then April and May and June, I watched again while I continued to hammer with the word of God and the promises of God and stand on that promise. And I was not seeing anything, but I would not allow my mouth to speak against it. I would just continue to stand on the word of God. And even June, July, August, and September, still did not see the manifestation of that promise, but I continued to stand on that word. And then I was standing this month for the same thing, the month of October. We're in the last day today. And I had heard Chuck say that we're in a nevertheless moment. And every time I would look at our checkbook, every time I would look at what had come into the ministry this month, I would say, nevertheless, you are a faithful God. And you told me to ask you for this. You told me to stand on this. And you are a faithful God. And you are going to cause us to break through. And I just continue to stand on that word. And yesterday, we broke through. Yesterday, we had breakthrough. So like I said, that affects you. You are in a season of breakthrough if we are in a season of breakthrough. So you've got to stop thinking that God does not want to bless you or that he's not going to bless you. If you've been disappointed in the past, if you've done like I've done and stood month after month after month after month on the same promise and saw nothing, it does not matter. This is a nevertheless moment. Nevertheless, the word of God is the one thing that will stand and will be standing at the end of this season. You've got to let go of any, I had to let go month after month of what had happened the month before, what didn't come in the month before. I had to let go of that, and I had to hold on to the promises of God. Philippians 3:13 says, I don't consider that I've made it on my own yet, but one thing I do, I forget what lies behind, and I reach forward to what lies ahead. I continue to stand on that word, and I continue to do what God told me to do. I continue to send out the word every day, and I continue to believe God, and God was faithful. You have to let the past be the past, even if it was 5 minutes ago, and press forward because we are in a season of receiving what God has for us. But you're going to have to press in for it. It is the saddest thing to me that not everybody will walk in the blessings of God in this season. But if you will refuse to give up, if you will refuse to quit, if you will refuse to be denied, you will walk in the blessings of God. It's time to put your hope in God because he will fulfill your expectations, but you've got to expect him to do it. I love the Romans 15:13 in the Message Bible. It says, oh, may the God of hope, green hope, fill you up with joy, fill you up with peace, so that your believing lives filled with the life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit, and it brims over with hope. that your believing lives, that your believing would be alive and filled with the life energy of the Holy Spirit, brimming over with hope. That is what God has for you. And he wants you to be fully persuaded of what he's going to do. So if you need to work on your expectation, I'm telling you, the time is now, because God wants you to expect more than you're expecting at the present time. Expectation means to have a strong desire and to be filled with anticipation and confidence in obtaining what is hoped for and expected. God is the one that gives us the desires, and then he fulfills them. He is the rewarder of our expectations. Our hope is in him ultimately, but you've got to make the first step and expect God to move on your behalf. I don't care if you have to remind yourself a dozen times a day. I have reminded myself for about 14 months every day of God's faithfulness. I expected it every single day, and I refused to look at what I was not seeing. So if you can get your expectation up, you will begin to see restoration. To restore, in Webster's 1828 dictionary, it says this is a compound word of re, which means once more, afresh and anew, and the root of store, or your story, or your history. I just love that. God is going to restore your story. Whatever you've walked through that was not of God, he can restore that. He wants to restore that. To restore means to be returned, to be brought back, to be retrieved, recovered, cured, renewed, and reestablished. It's to bring it back. I was reading a translation in the Bible today, and you know that scripture that where God says, there's no one crying out, restore. One translation said, there's no one crying out, give it back. And that's what we have got to stand up and cry out in this hour, give it back. If it's your children, cry out, give them back. If it's your finances, cry out, give it back. Whatever it is, you have got to know that God is going to move on your behalf. And then you've got to stand up and demand that it be given back to you, completely restored. Completely restored. That is our God. He is a whole God, and he wants you whole. John 10:10 says, the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The principle of restoration is found throughout the Word of God. It's in Leviticus, Exodus, 2 Samuel, Luke, Proverbs, and many other scriptures. And the men and women of God understood restoration. Daniel understood restoration. In 2 Samuel 9:7, David said, I will restore all the land of Saul, thy father Saul, to his son. He understood that restoration is a principle of God, and if something's been taken from you, it must be restored. In 1 Kings 13:6, the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me that my hand may be restored. See, the men and women of the Bible, they understood restoration. And not only that, but they knew that God was a restorer of the lives of the people. God brought restoration in the life of Joseph. He brought restoration to the life of Moses. He brought restoration to the children of Israel. God gave restoration, and he's still giving restoration today if you can believe him for it. And if you will stand and refuse to quit, you will see the things that you need to see restored in your life. We all know the story of Job. He lost all of his possessions, his family, his health, but God restored to him twice as much as he had lost. The latter end of Job was more than the beginning, and I declare to you tonight that the latter end of you will be more than the beginning. If you continue to follow God and you don't get your focus off of him and you just continue to cry out to him, God will restore to you. Jesus, if you read through the Bible, He brought restoration. And he is our very means of restoration. He's the one that came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God wants to restore your wealth and your prosperity. It says in Joel 2:21, the Lord will do great things. And in 2:25, it says, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army. God will restore. And then in Psalms 23:3, it says, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. He restores health to us. I've been meditating on this scripture for a couple of days, found in Jeremiah 30 and 17. He said, for I will restore health unto you and heal you of your wounds. That is an awesome scripture. It not only talks about healing your physical body, but when I studied out, I will heal you of your wounds, that's talking about places where you've been battered and beaten, where you've had battles come against you, where your heart's been hurting, where your soul has been hurt. God will restore and heal those places as well. He is a restoring God. I want you today to understand that he wants to restore to you whatever has been stolen. The Bible says when a thief is found, he must restore sevenfold. I've stood on that scripture many, many times and seen God restore what the enemy would steal from me. And you can do the same thing. Psalms 51:12-13 says, restore unto me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Many of us, as we walk through battles and trials and hard times, we lose the joy of our salvation, but God wants to restore the joy of your salvation tonight. He wants to restore everything, but he wants to restore your heart and your joy and everything that the enemy has attempted to steal from you. Romans 8:32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, for you and for me, how shall he not freely give us all things? Restoration is realized by faith in God and in his word and our declaration of that truth. Once we get our expectations up and expect restoration, we will have something to celebrate. Now, I wanted to share that testimony with you about the ministry. I told Kalita, I said, yes.
I thought someone said Kim.
I wanted to share that testimony with you because I believe we're at a breakthrough time. And today especially, God has just confirmed that word over and over again with different conversations and different emails I've gotten from some of our partners that are experiencing a breakthrough with things that they have been standing in faith for a long time and not seen anything go their way, and now things are starting to turn their way. And I am so excited because I know if we are experiencing breakthrough, that it's your time to experience breakthrough as well. So I want you to allow this night to build your faith that you would expect to see a breakthrough. I know we've heard it for years. I understand that. But I'm telling you, as someone who is in covenant with us, I'm telling you that we have seen breakthrough, and it is happening now. And even tonight, just a few minutes before the call, Kalita shared a prophetic word with me from Cindy Jacobs, and it talked about this day, October the 31st, 2017. She talked about that God was flipping a switch today, that today was the day that God was standing and ready to switch things into a different mode, and that we would start seeing a mighty flow of the power of God, and we would begin to see a time of great victory and great triumph. And I'm telling you, that goes right along with what God has been showing me today. We are in a time where we're seeing breakthrough, not only in the ministry finances, but little things as well. I know Carol has had a mighty breakthrough in her life, and and we're seeing breakthroughs in things that I've been praying for my grandchildren, and we're seeing breakthroughs in other areas. A lot of our partners are writing in and telling us what they're seeing. It is a time of breakthrough, and I hope you can lay hold of that and believe it one more time. Cast your net of belief one more time. Let this be a nevertheless moment. Trust in the word of the Lord. Trust in the faithfulness of your God, because he longs to give you breakthrough now in this time. He longs to do that. And I want each of you to have a breakthrough time. So that's all I wanted to share with you tonight. Kalita, do you want to say anything before we take communion?
Well, you know me. I always take notes. And I want us to remember, one, to ask God to remind us of our dreams, because I know myself I'm guilty of, I'll have a dream about something, or I'll wait for something, or I'll believe God for something. And then over a period of years, it just sometimes gets dull because of my expectations. So I'm going to ask the Lord, and I'm encouraging everyone to ask the Lord to remind you of dreams, even if you think you remember all of them. And the other thing was also to increase our expectation. I'm asking the Lord to increase my expectation. I like that you said, Kim, you know, you said you stood for 14 months and you did not allow your mouth to speak against it. And, you know, that is true, because even when I would say, you know, do we need to pray about the money or whatever? Well, we're not there yet, but we're getting there. I never heard you say anything against it. So that is important. And is it okay, Kim, if I just pray a couple of things before we go through communion? Is that okay?
Oh, yes, it is. If you want to pray before communion, that's fine. But I was just thinking, too, imagine what would have happened if Jesus had said to Peter, cast your net. And Peter had said, I don't want to. I'm tired. I don't want to try anymore.
Yeah.
What a different story we would be reading today.
Yes.
So don't.
But he said,
when he says, cast your net of dreams one more time, trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Trust him like, he told me one time, trust me like you've never been disappointed. And I remember when he told me that, I thought, my goodness, that's a hard thing. But you can do it. You can trust him like you've never been disappointed by letting those things that are behind stay behind and pressing toward what he has for you. You can trust him like you've never been disappointed.
Yes.
That's childlike faith.
Yes, and you have to make that decision to do that too, because you said that, you said this, you know, at the end of each month, when you didn't see what you were saying, you know, what the God, what you're saying for God, you had to let each month go. You had to make a decision on the 30th and the 31st of each month to let that month go. And it was funny because when you said forgetting what lies behind is not just forgetting what lies behind is 5 minutes ago. I was just writing, forgetting what lies behind is not just 10 years ago, but it's 10 minutes ago. Whatever's behind you is
it
behind
is.
You.
It truly is.
Yes. So,
it is behind you, and you have to let it be there.
We have to let it go. So I am thankful for that, and I'm celebrating the breakthrough of the ministry finances because I'm a partner. We're all partners, and we're all giving, and we're all connected. And, you know, if you'll read in the Bible, I'm not sure if it's that exact scripture where Peter said, nevertheless, but it might have been, but he said he had to go and signal for his partners to come and get all the fish. They caught so many fish.
Yes.
He said, nevertheless, Jesus said, he goes, I've toiled all night. But Peter said, but nevertheless, at your word, I will do this. So he was obedient. And it said he had to signal to his partners on the shore to come out and help him carry in all that came in his net. So,
see, and I believe that's a promise for our partners as well. It's not only a breakthrough for the ministry, but it reaches out to every partner. And I'm signaling for you guys now to come and partake of your part of the breakthrough.
Yes. Yes, because the fish were right there. The fish were right there. Peter just didn't see them or didn't catch them or whatever. But he said, I love that. So I'm just going to pray real quick if you don't care, and then we can do communion while I got this in my head. Is that okay, Kim?
Okay.
Okay. So, yes. Father God, I just bring before you every partner tonight, God, and including myself and Kim, Lord, and I just thank you for this ministry, God, and I thank you for this connection. And, Lord, I'm just going to ask you right now to remind each and every person on this call, each and every partner of this ministry, to begin to remind every one of us of dreams that we have cast aside or that we have let go, that we have toiled all night and we have just kind of let go to the side. And I'm going to ask you to remind us of those dreams, to increase our expectation. And Father, when the weariness tries to come, that we will be reminded of Kim's teaching tonight when she says, nevertheless. And we are going to say, Lord, we have toiled all night, but nevertheless, at your word, we're going to go forth. Father, I ask you to put a guard on our mouth, Lord, and that there would the angel that is set to guard our mouth. I heard that today prophetically, that there's an angel that will guard our mouth. I'm asking you that each person, that their angel would come and touch our lips and put a guard over our mouth to help us to speak only what you desire us to speak in Jesus' name. And that, Father, that we right now, where we're on this phone call, we purpose in our heart to let go of every disappointment. Even the ones from 5 minutes ago, even the ones from yesterday, even the ones from tonight, God, any of them that happened today, God, we let every disappointment go, and we're going to choose to believe you like we've never been disappointed, Father. We thank you that you are the God of hope and that we will brim over with hope, Father, in you. And, Lord, I just release a strong desire and expectation, and I ask you to impart that to each person tonight, Father. Lord, I just thank you for your faithfulness. And Lord, as we go throughout the days, Lord, I'm just thanking you that we'll be reminded that our thoughts will go towards you as we meditate on your word, and we will be reminded of the faithfulness of God in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, right now, Kim and I just stand together with our partners, Lord, and we say what the enemy has stolen from each and every person. We lay hold of that right now, and we say, give it back in Jesus' name. Give back the jobs. Give back the money. Give back our children. Give back the relationships that have been stolen through the evil one. We just call them back right now in the name of Jesus. On this day of reformation, on this day of change, Father, we call them back, and we stand, Lord, and we will refuse to quit until we see what we have said in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just declare along with Kim that the latter will be greater for each and every one of us, that you are the healer, the restorer. You're healing our wounds, our emotional scars, and soul issues. And I thank you, Father God, that we do and will trust in the faithfulness of your word and of you, our God. We just give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you tonight, Father, for all that you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Partners, I don't know if you have your communion elements ready, but if you don't, I'm going to give you a few minutes to get them because Kalita started praying, and it makes me pace and have to pray myself, so I'm going to pray over you guys before we take communion. So if you don't have your stuff ready, go ahead and get it. Father, I just thank you for every partner on this call. I thank you for every partner of this ministry. Father, you said that I could pronounce a blessing over them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I declare a blessing over every single one of our partners. God, I declare and decree that this is a night of breakthrough for them, that things that they've been pushing and pushing and pressing and believing for will suddenly break through this night in Jesus' name. You said it was a night of reformation. So, God, I take that promise for every single one of our partners. And, God, just like you showed, Kalita, with Peter going out and signaling the partners. God, I'm signaling the partners tonight. Come and get your portion of the load of breakthrough. Father, you are the Lord of the breakthrough, and I am asking you to break through on their behalf tonight. Whatever they have need of, God, if it's physical healing, I'm asking you to release their healing and manifest it in their body. I'm asking you to give them a harvest, Father, on every seed that they have sown. Those that have need of finances, God, I declare and decree that they have more than enough come into their hands this week in Jesus' name, that they see a manifestation of your word and your faithfulness in their life, that they see a manifestation of the breakthrough of God just saturate their life. Father, we call their kids blessed. We call their grandchildren blessed. We call their businesses and their ministries blessed. We declare the blessing of God over every single partner this night in Jesus' name. God, no more lack. When you led your children out, God, there was no lack and there was no feeble among them. So, God, I'm asking you for that for this people, that there would be no lack in any one of us. And there would be no feeble among us, but we would all walk in the promises of a mighty God that we serve. We would walk in the fullness of the blessings and the healings and the financial prosperity and the peace of mind and the inherited blessing that Jesus Christ died to give us, that we would walk in the fullness of that. God, we come into agreement, and your word says we're to agree it's touching anything. Lord, there's much more of us here now. We agree it's touching this, and we declare this is our night of breakthrough. This is our night of breakthrough. We expect to see you move on our behalf. This is our night of breakthrough. We will see it, we will eat of it, and we will celebrate you. Jesus, I thank you for what you purchased for us at the cross. Lord, we just want to thank you tonight. Jesus, you are the bread of life. You are the drink that we can drink of and never thirst again. Lord Jesus, we just want to celebrate you tonight. God, I'm reminded of the word in 1 Corinthians where he said when he had given thanks, Jesus broke the bread and he said, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And Lord, we want to do that tonight. Get your bread, please. Father, we just remember Jesus. And we remember what he did for us at the cross. You are the bread of life. The word of God says, Jesus, that you came to give life. So as we receive this body, this symbol of the body that was broken for us tonight, we receive the fullness of what this body paid for us. We receive life because you said, your bread was the bread of life. We receive life. We receive life into our bodies. We receive life into our children. We receive life into our finances. We receive life into our spiritual walk with you. We receive life into our ministries and our businesses. We receive the fullness of life that Jesus died to give us, the abundant life. As we receive this body into our mouth, we receive all that you died to give us, Jesus, and we do this in remembrance of you.
Yes.
You can eat the bread. God, I thank you.
Thank you.
God, I thank you for Jesus. And Jesus, I thank you that you loved us so much, that you were obedient to the Father, and you came on our behalf, and you shed your blood for the remission of our sins, and you shed your blood, that we would have this powerful weapon against the enemy, the blood of Jesus Christ. And as we receive this cup, we receive the fullness of the new covenant in your blood. We receive the fullness of what this blood purchased for us. We receive freedom from all sins. We receive cleansing. We receive a blood-bought covenant, everything that that entails. Jesus, we thank you. And as we do this tonight, Lord Jesus, we do this in remembrance of you, and we show forth your death. We show forth all that you died to give us. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you. We thank you that you shed your blood for us. And as we receive this, I seal these prayers in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes.
And we say it is finished as we receive from your blood tonight, Lord. God, I thank you that just like Jesus said, when we pray, we know you hear us. And we know if you hear us that we have all that we've asked for. So, Father, I am expecting huge.
Yes.
And I am expecting to hear from every single partner on this call that they have partaken of their part of the breakthrough, that they have cast their net one more time, and that they have brought in their load. Father, that's what we're expecting. And that's what we intend to hear. So we just thank you for it now. We celebrate you, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this night of breakthrough. We thank you for this night of provision. We thank you, God, that every single person on this call's expectation has gone through the roof tonight. Now, Father, do what only you can do. We rejoice in your faithfulness tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay. Is that all you have?
That's all I got.
Your heart's free? Okay. So it'll take me a little bit tomorrow to get this edited, but I will get this out tomorrow along with Kim's notes, and I'll get that sent out tomorrow. So we love you all. We bless you. We thank you, and we just say go with God and get your expectations up.
Amen. Thank you.
Love you.
Okay.